He pulled up and switched off the engine. Above his head, a sign which said World Without Want in faded gold lettering groaned in the salt breeze that came over the cliffs half a mile away. He got out, stretched, and walked over to the door of the public bar. It was locked. Closed for cleaning? He tried the next door, which opened and gave access to a small private bar. Behind the bar, a stolid-looking man in shirt sleeves was reading an evening paper. He looked up as Bond entered and put his paper down. "Evening, sir," he said, evidently relieved to see a customer. "Evening," said Bond. "Large whiskey and soda, please." He sat up at the bar and waited while the man poured two measures of black and white and put the glass in front of him with a siphon of soda. Bond filled the glass with soda and drank. "Bad business you had here last night," he said, putting the glass down.
"Terrible, sir," said the man. "And bad for trade. Would you be from the press, sir? Had nothing but reporters and police in and out of this house all day long."
"No," said Bond. "I've come to take over the job of the fellow who got shot, Major Tallon. Was he one of your regular customers?"
"Never came here but the once, sir. And that was the end of him. Now I've been put out of bounds for a week, and the public has got to be painted from top to bottom. But I will say that Sir Hugo has been very decent about it. Sent me 50 quid this afternoon to pay for the damage. He must be a fine gentleman, that. Made himself well liked in these parts. Always very generous, and a cheery word for all."
"Yes, fine man," said Bond. "Did you see it all happen?"
"Didn't see the first shot, sir. Serving a pint at the time. Then, of course, I looked up. Dropped the ruddy pint on the floor."
"Well, what happened then?"
"Well, everybody standing back, of course. Nothing but Germans in the place. About a dozen of them. There's the body on the floor, and the chap with the gun looking down at him. And then suddenly he stands to attention and sticks his left arm up in the air. 'I'll,' he shouts, the silly bastards used to do during the war. Then he puts the end of the gun in his mouth, and the next thing..." The man made a grimace. "He's all over my ruddy ceiling."
"That was all he said after the shot?" asked Bond. "Just Heil?"
"That's all, sir. Don't seem to be able to forget the bloody word, do they?"
"No," said Bond thoughtfully. "They certainly don't." And there, Twitter, ends this evening's episode of Moonraker, brought to you by Debza and John Jafar. Sleep tight.